And we are at that time of year when we start to have a lot of great, interesting events that come up in our area, annual events that come up in our area. And one of those happens to be the Litchfield Jazz Festival. And the festival, it's, by the way, hard to believe, 24th annual. It'll be held July 26th, 27th, and 28th. And this time it is at the Gunnery School. It's got a lot to see and do in those 3 days. And once again, the person that's behind all of this, the Litchfield Jazz Camp, the Litchfield Jazz Festival, and everything that they do, is Vita Muir. Vita, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
Good. 24 years?
24 years.
It's amazing, isn't it? When things start to get in the double digits, and you've been through a lot in those 24 years, and also have brought some amazing, amazing talent to our area. But I think the hidden mission, which most people seem to forget because the shows you put on are so great, is the beneficiary of all that you do.
Ah, yes, Litchfield Jazz Camp, the love of my life. Litchfield Jazz Camp is at the Gunnery, which is why we ultimately decided to marry the festival to the camp there. It's celebrating 23 years, the festival 24, and it's still cranking out wonderful, wonderful human beings, players, lawyers, doctors who play. It's a joy. By the way, we have concerts at the Gunnery every evening from Monday through Thursday that the public are welcome to attend. We'd like to see them.
Now, let's talk about some of the artists that are invited and that will be there this year on the different nights.
On Friday night, after our opening gala, there is a show by the Litchfield Jazz Orchestra with the wonderful vocalist Alexis Cole. Alexis was actually for years, I found out several women in jazz started their vocal careers in the military. She started hers with the U.S. Army and played in fabulous places with the New York Philharmonic, with Kool and the Gang and so forth. And then she launched her solo career when she retired from the Army, her stint in the Army, and has been doing wonderful things since. She won the Montreux Jazz Competition and so forth. So the orchestra features some of the best people from the jazz camp, who, as everybody knows, are all fabulous professionals like Don Braden and you name them. The Saturday show is Saturday is split. We're doing things a little differently this year because the hall we're using, Emerson Performing Arts Center, is small. This is a prelude to this. When I say this year's festival in Emerson is a prelude to next year, which is our 25th anniversary, and we will then be playing in the Gunnery's brand new Performing Arts Center, which will have a wonderful auditorium and the whole nine yards. But this year we're doing it in Emerson, and so we're doing blocks of two shows at a time. So the Saturday afternoon shows star Duchess, which is a wonderful vocal jazz trio who are really tearing it up. They came in second in the Downbeat Critics poll this year, after being together for a couple of years, beating out the Manhattan Transfer, of all things. They're very talented. And after them, we have, at 2:30 in the afternoon, Randy Brecker is playing with the Chad L.B. Quartet. Turns out the Chad L.B. Quartet, it has two members, including their leader, Chad Lefkowitz-Brown, who were both Litchfield Jazz Campers back in the day. Chad comes back to us via a time on the road with Taylor Swift and Chris Botti and people like that. The drummer, Jimmy McBride, was a camper who was our youngest camper ever. He was 8 years old when I found him, and he told us all when I introduced him and said he was eight, "I'm nine now." And now he's 30 and doing wonderful things. He plays with Roxy Kos and so forth. Then there's a nice break in between, because what we're doing at the festival this year, so we don't lose that outdoor thing that people love, crafters and vendors and food and so forth, is right across the street from Emerson. We're doing what we call the Outer Fest. It's on the pretty little Washington Green, and sitting on top of that green is the First Church. Our student performances will run all day on Saturday, but only Saturday. We're calling this the Outer Fest, this whole area, of the same sort of thing people did at Goshen Fairgrounds. We're doing it on Saturday from 11 to 5, and all the student sets will be in the church, artist sets will be in the church, and all the other things, family activities, artists, crafts, and so forth, will be out on the green. So there's a break, a nice-sized break, between the afternoon shows and the evening shows. So anybody coming for the two, I shouldn't call it evening, I guess it is evening.
Yeah, it's evening, yeah.
The two shows move into the break. So the people, if they're leaving and if they're coming back, or if they're coming in for the next set, for the evening shows, we'll have time to go over to the Outer Fest and enjoy what things are there. The evening set starts at 5:30, and it features first a tribute to Herbie Hancock's "Speak Like a Child." Carmen Stoff, wonderful pianist, will be leading that group. Carmen is one of the people who was selected by the Monk Institute to spend 2 years studying with the likes of Herbie Hancock, came back to us again as a teacher, and has a wonderful career in New York and abroad. And she's sort of rethinking, rearranging that fabulous piece, Speak Like a Child, which was really my introduction to jazz in the 70s. And she obliged me, because she was as excited about the idea as I was when I proposed it about 3 years ago, and so we have it. And after her set, we have Mike Stern. Mike Stern has been with us before, twice, in fact, and he's going to be with us twice again, because he's going to close the Saturday shows and the Sunday shows. He was so popular with the audience, I thought I'd better put him on twice, because I'll have disappointed people, and they'll all be mad at me.
All right, and then Sunday is a great wrap-up, because it starts in the morning and ends in the late afternoon.
Exactly. It starts at 11 o'clock with a jazz brunch with Don Braden's band and the terrific jazz and blues vocalist Antoinette Montague, and all the delicious food you would expect to have, and lovely drinks and so forth. And then the afternoon shows start with Wycliffe Gordon, who's playing with it's a quartet, and Alvin Atkinson is the drummer. Terrific band. Wycliffe has just won. He's really, I think, the best trombone player since J.J. Johnson in the field. He's got it all. He's fabulous music. He sings. He's so joyful. He's just won his 9th Jazz Journalists Association Award. And the award's going to be presented to him at the festival why am I forgetting his first name? This is embarrassing. His last name is Milkowski, Bill, I think. And he writes for Downbeat and so forth, and he'll be giving Wycliffe the award on our stage. And after that, as I said before, Mike Stern. Mike will be playing at 2:45. There'll be a few other things happening on Saturday, but you've got to come and see him. The Outer Fest, if I didn't say it, I'd like to say it. If I did say it, I'd like to repeat it, is free and open to the public. You don't have to be a ticket holder to go and enjoy everything that goes on there. The shows in Emerson are, of course, ticketed. The parking is free. We have a shuttle service that will take three, four, maximally 5 minutes to get you from your car to the shows. We encourage people to arrive early so that they don't miss anything.
All right.
And there it is.
All right. The 24th Annual Litchfield Jazz Festival, 26th, 27th, 28th at the Gunnery School. And you can get information at litchfieldjazzfest.com. But also, this interview will be posted at robinhoodradio.com's on-demand site under interviews. And at that interview site that we put this interview on, you'll be able to click right there and get tickets right there as
well. And they can call us, of course, at the office, which is always manned, at 860-361-6285. If they have any questions.
Vita, thanks for joining us and congratulations on 24 years.
Thank you so much, Marshall. And we're both still standing and cranking.
That's exactly right. All right, Vita, take care.
Take care.
That is the Litchfield Jazz Festival. Once again, the Gunnery School this year. More information at litchfieldjazzfest.org on the web.